Welcome to the Semester Summation, a podcast highlighting University of Virginia Law School news and events from the spring 2008 semester. I'm George Cohen.
And I'm Molly Bishop. Thank you for joining us. Professor Paul Mahoney will become the 11th dean of the law school in July. Mahoney, an expert in corporate law who joined the Virginia faculty in 1990, will also serve as the Arnold H. Leon Professor of Law.
I'm very optimistic about the future of the law school. I think we have competitive strengths that our peer schools cannot easily match, and weaknesses that we can overcome.
Dean John Jeffries will return to teaching at Virginia after a year-long sabbatical.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia visited the law school in April to lecture on the wall of separation between church and state and to lead a first-year constitutional law class. Scalia, a former UVA law professor, was in Charlottesville to accept the Thomas Jefferson Foundation Medal in Law. The award is the highest external honor bestowed by the university, which grants no honorary degrees.
Students in the Supreme Court Litigation Clinic traveled to Washington, D.C. in March to watch their teacher argue one of their cases before the Supreme Court. Instructor Mark Stancil, a 1999 law school graduate, maintained that an Indiana man should have been allowed to represent himself in court. Justices will deliver the decision on Indiana versus Edwards in June. Law student Wynn Allen discussed the case.
While we were going through the brief writing process, we were arguing amongst ourselves about the best way to do this, and then to go to oral argument and to see the Supreme Court justices sit up there and debate the same issues we had been debating for months, to talk about the same things that we've been talking about, to struggle with this really tough question was really an incredible experience. They were having just as much trouble as we were, I think.
A pair of Virginia law graduates has accepted coveted spots with the Supreme Court and the Department of Justice. Class of 2006 graduate Pamela Bookman will clerk for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg beginning in summer 2009. Bookman is now clerking for the World Court in The Hague. Paul Crane, who graduated from the law school last summer, will be one of four Bristow Fellows working for the Office of the Solicitor General starting this summer.
Class of 1972 alum J. Harvey Wilkinson III, a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit and a former candidate for the U.S. Supreme Court, delivered the 10th annual Henry J. Abraham Distinguished Lecture at the law school this semester.
Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Alito were simply wonderful choices. And so you feel good if the profession of which you're a part is well served by a president's decision. And I just feel in his two choices that President Bush chose two of the very best people there were. And knowing and seeing people of that splendid caliber on the Supreme Court has made me feel mighty good about things.
Up next, faculty news. The law school faculty is growing. Harvard University Professor Frederick Schauer is joining the law school as a David and Mary Harrison Distinguished Professor of Law. The Harrison professorships are endowed by an aggregate gift of $57 million. Also joining the school this fall are George Geis, a business law expert from the University of Alabama Law School, Josh Bowers, a Bigelow Teaching Fellow at the University of Chicago Law School, and law school graduates Charles Barzin and Leslie Kendrick. University of Virginia psychology professor Barbara Spellman will join the law school faculty as a joint appointee.
A study by Professor John Monahan reveals that 86% of the law school class of 1990 is satisfied with their lives. Monahan collected information on the personalities and experiences of the class from the day they entered the law school in 1987 until the day they graduated. Last fall, 17 years after their graduation, he again made contact with the members of the class of 1990.
Overall, job satisfaction is high. 81% are satisfied with the decision to become a lawyer. 85% are satisfied with how well UVA prepared them. 93% are satisfied with how UVA benefited their career. So it's interesting. We're slightly better on paper than we are in real life. Right, right. I feel that way about myself often, actually. So, 81% of the people score 5 or higher on a 7-point scale of job satisfaction. There is overall no significant gender difference in job satisfaction.
Professor Risa Golubov's book on the early civil rights movement, The Lost Promise of Civil Rights, won the 2008 James Willard Hearst Prize, given by the Law and Society Association for the best work in socio-legal history published in 2007. Golubov will share the prize with Harvard professor Mary Dewhurst Lewis for her work, The Boundaries of the Republic.
Professor Brandon Garrett testified before a congressional subcommittee in March on improving corporate fraud monitoring in a hearing that also featured former Attorney General John Ashcroft. Garrett became an expert on the issue after investigating deferred prosecution agreements for an article published in a recent issue of the Virginia Law Review. He told Congress that courts and prosecutors need more guidance on how to regulate agreements allowing the use of private attorneys to monitor corporate fraud settlements.
In other news, the Law School's Public Interest Law Association, or PILA, will give more than $350,000 to 73 students working in public service jobs over the summer. PILA President Katie Schlieder discussed this year's grants.
And so we're just really proud of both the unending support of the student body, faculty, and staff, as well as our fundraising efforts, you know, lugging those books around for the book sales and just also creating a community where people feel comfortable taking a chance for a summer and doing something different.
The law school's annual libel show, which celebrated its 100th anniversary this year, has made a tradition of lampooning law school faculty and culture. But the production has grown from a gathering of a few law students to a musical comedy harnessing the efforts of more than 200. Libel show producer Patrick Burnett and co-directors John Sheehan and Phoebe Gear discussed the show's early years, which were also chronicled in a book published for this year's show.
The show today is not identical to the show 100 years ago, but it still has a lot of the same elements. I think one of the thing that was kind of surprising to me was actually how similar the show is now to how it was 70, 80 years ago. Though obviously we do more 80s pop songs now than
they
They were doing a lot of those back in the early 40s, actually. Surprising.
They were way ahead of their time.
Yeah.
A coalition of students and local attorneys has started a pro bono project to aid disabled veterans who need legal assistance navigating the Veterans Affairs legal system. The project is sponsored by the law school, the student-run Virginia Law Veterans, and the Charlottesville Albemarle Bar Association. Charlottesville attorney Cooper Garrity, a 1976 graduate volunteering on the case, discussed the project.
I've been in private practice doing civil disability work, mostly Social Security and workers' comp for many years, and a lot of my Social Security clients in particular were veterans who would tell me they'd had problems with getting their veterans' disability.
PGA Tour Commissioner Timothy W. Fincham, a 1973 graduate of the law school, will return May 18th to deliver the commencement address to the class of 2008. Since Fincham became commissioner, the purses for PGA Tour events have more than quadrupled.
Former Federal Election Commission Chairman Scott Thomas delivered the keynote address at the Journal of Law and Politics Conference on Election Law. His remarks on the weakened state of the FEC came at the start of what will likely be the most expensive presidential election in history.
If you think about this idea that if you provide some campaign support for somebody, you can buy them, we got a problem. And that's what regulating money in politics has been about from day one.
8 students serving as Cowan Fellows traveled to Uganda over winter break as part of the Human Rights Study Project. Some of the fellows journeyed to camps of displaced residents in the war-torn north or visited a native tribe that was forced off its land. Other fellows studied the culturally forbidden topic of homosexuality in relation to the AIDS epidemic and weighed the prospect of meaningful legal reform for abused and battered women. Each of their research projects will culminate in an independent study report.
Rebecca Mraz and Michael Hollander won the 79th annual William Minor Lyle Moot Court Competition. Mraz took home the title of Best Oralist.
the journey of getting there was what really was important, and I think we learned a lot doing that. So it was extremely satisfying winning, but we learned a lot throughout the process.
That's all for this edition of the Semester Summation. I'm Molly Bishop.
And I'm George Cohen. Thank you for listening. For more news and events, visit our website at www.law.virginia.edu.
Professor George Cohen is the Brokaw Professor of Corporate Law. He teaches contracts, professional responsibility, and agency and partnership. Molly Bishop is an assistant professor and teaches oral advocacy and public speaking courses at the law school. The semester summation is produced by the law school's communications department.